Joe's Need to Know news this morning. A lot of controversy, obviously, the past week or so about whether you stand or you take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance or National Anthem. But have you guys seen this photo? Which I really this one really bothered me. It was a photo that's gone viral. It's circulating among like military people. I saw my buddy post this. It's at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery, and it's this guy kneeling down on his knee.
You're joking me.
I swear to you. It is like that's the most disrespectful thing you can do because it's for the soldiers. That's got nothing to do.
Was that a funeral?
No, they do like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They do like a thing every hour or so.
Oh, okay.
And this guy's like there, probably like a group of, like I went there as a kid, or you could go there as a tourist and go see them do this, like the ceremony they do every hour or so. And this guy like takes a knee.
How disgusting are you?
And I couldn't believe it.
How disgusting are you?
And it's because it's got nothing to do with the NFL players are protesting and whether or not you agree or disagree that it's disrespectful to take a knee. The reason they're doing that is not necessarily because they don't like America, but if they believe an injustice is happening. That's two different things. But I saw that photo. I'm like, it's got to be fake, but they're saying it's a real photo. So I just couldn't believe when I saw that one.
I would love, you know, people that think they have it so bad here, I'd love to send them over to somewhere like Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq.
I thought you were going to say like to Ohio
North
or something.
North Korea, any of these places where they don't have nearly or any freedom like we do here.
North Korea is nice this time of year, though. Like weather-wise?
I'm sure.
I'm just kidding. I know nothing about it.
I heard the acorns are delicious.
Nom, 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 nom.
Their people, but they starve.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You have no
proof. No, it's absolutely happening.
You have no proof of that.
Absolutely disgusting. That's terrible.
Scientists have found a way to potentially control the weather using laser beams.
That's pretty cool.
And could potentially beat the threats of droughts, which is great, like to help out that. Experts believe that by firing a series of laser beams, they can activate the static electricity and induce rain and storms. One beam would be fired, and the beam would be surrounded by another beam, which would allow the laser to be sustained for longer. Okay, this is scary stuff.
I could see celebrities utilizing that on like their wedding day when they don't want it to rain or something.
But do you realize, though, if they're able to create rain, what else can they create or stop from happening? Like, I'm not into these conspiracy theories like you and MYK are, but I've heard people say that, like, tropical storms, hurricanes, sometimes people say those are man-made. Do you believe in that?
Whoa. No.
What if?
I'm actually doing a what if for once now, because if they're saying that lasers can create these storm clouds, this rain, what else can it create? Tornadoes?
Well, somebody did. That was a real thing. Somebody from some news source, I don't remember what, but they said that Hurricane Harvey was President Trump's fault. So, I mean, they think that President Trump controlled the weather. So I guess there are people that have been believing it.
Who knows what he's got under that hair right there. Alex, you might want to go check this out sometime. Go to Chipotle. A 19-year-old woman was working as a dishwasher at Chipotle in Texas last month when a modeling agent spotted her and thought she had potential.
Get out.
I'm not kidding you. And in the past month, she's done stuff in New York, London, Milan, and Paris Fashion Weeks. And she's become one of the top models in the world right now.
What?
Just because she was like a cute girl. You know, this is going to happen to Live the Web Girl. She's going to be out doing her other job, and all of a sudden, like, hey, let me give you my card. You should come here, and we should talk about this.
Good for her.
I wish.
All right. Well, fingers crossed. Somebody go check Liv out. Where are you working at? Where can people find you at?
Three Wise Men. Come visit me.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Somebody hire that girl.
Give Liv some tips.
All right, cool. Make sure you enjoy National Coffee Day today. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Need to Know News.